It's you. I grabbed his arm so he wouldn't slip away before I understood. But he didn't move. What are you doing here? And why are you dressed as a girl? And a poor girl, I thought, which was nearly the stranger disguise of the two. I'd seen men dressed as women at Le Moulin, of course, but never a single person who pretended to be poorer than they were. He pulled his arm from my grip and laughed, a low, husky laugh in a voice I knew.
I thought you might not recognize me, he said, though I don't know why, since I'm sure I'd recognize you in any get-up in the world.
He sighed and closed one eye, still watching me cautiously with the other.
I'm dressed like a girl, because I am one.
All one? A quick curtsy.
Nan Ward. Pleasure.
The curtsy was such a perfect mimic of the one the Webster girls learned that I had to smile. And the smile broke something in me, or healed me. Yes, I said. I remembered how that night I thought it was the only word I ever wanted to give to him. To her. The world was strange and new, and I was made anew in it, in seeing her. I smiled wider. Adèle Varens, I said, and gave her the gentleman's bow she'd given me when we'd danced. The pleasure is mine. I know it is, she said, then laughed again, a warm and easy sound. I mean, I know who you are. You know? She saw the look on my face and laughed. Sure, I've been watching all you Webster girls. I've been working on the boy you met at the ball for months, trying to figure out how to be someone who would charm you lot. The ball was his birthday, his first outing, like. I was just there to. She stumbled over her own quick-spoken words and stopped herself. Mother of God, but there's something about you that makes me want to talk too much, I swear. I was swallowing my own tongue to keep from telling you that night, and I'm right glad that you know now, even though I shouldn't be. I remembered how I felt when she kissed my hand, and it was suddenly as if the time between that moment and this had vanished, and Hannah had never been hurt, and the man I had killed didn't matter at all. I felt again the warmth of her breath, and I realized I was blushing. I was shy with this girl, as I'd never been with anyone.
I've been looking, she said, suddenly serious, for a girl to strike a deal with. At the ball, I thought you might be the one. I've seen you wandering in the dark a few times since, and today, I know for sure. I have a plan for you, my love.